Good morning or good afternoon, or perhaps it's even an evening time when you're actually listening to this Book of Common Prayer Matin set for the first Sunday of Lent in the year 2021. Welcome from me, Reverend Jan Moore, Chan Valley Benefice. But wherever you are listening from, all around the world. An opening sentence from the Book of Common Prayer. To the Lord our God belong mercies and forgiveness, though we have rebelled against him, neither have we obeyed the voice of the Lord our God to walk in his laws which he set before us. So I hope you have the text on screen for this morning's liturgy and readings, and I encourage you to join in as often as you feel able. Dearly beloved, the scripture moveth us in sundry places to acknowledge and confess our manifold sins and wickedness, and that we should not dissemble nor cloak them before the face of Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, but confess them with an humble, lowly, penitent and obedient heart, to the end that we may obtain forgiveness of the same by his infinite goodness and mercy. And although we ought at all times humbly to acknowledge our sins before God, yet ought we most chiefly so to do when we assemble and meet together to render thanks for the great benefits that we have received at his hands, to set forth his most worthy praise, to hear his most holy word, and to ask those things which are requisite and necessary as well for the body as the soul. Wherefore I pray and beseech you, as many as are gathered, to accompany me with a pure heart and humble voice unto the throne of the heavenly grace, saying after me, Almighty and most merciful Father, we have erred and strayed from thy ways like lost sheep. We have followed too much the devices and desires of our own hearts. We have offended against thy holy laws. We have left undone those things which we ought to have done, and we have done those things which we ought not to have done. And there is no health in us. But thou, O Lord, have mercy upon us, miserable offenders. Spare thou them, O God, which confess their faults. Restore thou them that are penitent, according to thy promises declared unto mankind, in Christ Jesus our Lord. And grant, O most merciful Father, for his sake, that we may hereafter live a godly, righteous and sober life, to the glory of thy holy name. Amen. May the Father of all mercies cleanse you and me from our sins and restore us in his image to the praise and glory of his name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. O Lord, open thou our lips, and our mouths shall show forth thy praise. O God, make speed to save us. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. The Lord's name be praised. O come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us heartily rejoice in the strength of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and show ourselves glad in him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are all the corners of the earth, and the strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands prepared the dry land. O come, let us worship and fall down and kneel before the Lord our Maker. For he is the Lord our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. And so to our first reading today from the Old Testament, Genesis chapter 18, various verses from the NIV translation. The men turned away from Abraham and went towards Sodom. But Abraham remained standing before the Lord and said, Will you sweep away the righteous there with the wicked? What if there are 50 righteous people in that city? Will you not spare the place for the sake of the 50 righteous people in it? Will not the judge of all the earth do right? And the Lord said, if I find 50 righteous people in that city of Sodom, I will spare the whole place for their sake. Then Abraham spoke up again. Now that I've been so bold as to speak to the Lord, though I am nothing but dust and ashes, what if the number of the righteous is 5 less than 50? Will you destroy the whole city for the lack of 5 people? If I find 45 there, he said, I will not destroy it. Then Abraham said, may the Lord not be angry, but what if only 30 can be found there? And the Lord answered, I will not do it if I find 30 there. And Abraham said, now that I have been so bold as to speak to the Lord, what if only 20 can be found there? And he said, for the sake of 20, I will not destroy it. And then he again said, let me speak just once more. What if only 10 can be found there? And the Lord answered, for the sake of 10, I will not destroy it. And when the Lord had finished speaking, he left, and Abraham returned home. Thanks be to God. And so the psalm for today, Psalm 25, verses 1 to 9, if you want to say them, alternate verses with me, or join in the whole thing. I leave that to you. In you, O Lord, my God, I put my trust. I trust in you, do not let me be put to shame, nor let my enemies triumph over me. No one who hopes in you will ever be put to shame. But shame will come on those who are treacherous without cause. Show me your ways, Lord. Teach me your paths. Guide me in your truth and teach me. For you are God, my Saviour, and my hope is in you all day long. Remember, Lord, your great mercy and love, for they are from of old. Do not remember the sins of my youth and my rebellious ways. According to your love, remember me, for you, Lord, are good. Good and upright is the Lord, therefore he instructs sinners in his ways. He guides the humble in what is right and teaches them his way. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. And the second reading for today, our New Testament reading from Mark chapter 1, verse 9 to 13. At that time, Jesus came from Nazareth in Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. Just as Jesus was coming up out of the water, he saw heaven being torn apart and the Spirit of God descending on him like a dove. And a voice came from heaven. You are my Son, whom I love. With you I am well pleased. And at once the Spirit sent him out into the wilderness. And he was in the wilderness 40 days, being tempted by Satan. He was with the wild animals, and angels attended him. Thanks be to God for this reading, which takes us right into the heart of Lent. So we say the Jubilate. O be joyful in the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness and come before his presence with a song. Be ye sure that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. O go your way into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and speak good of his name. For the Lord is gracious. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth from generation to generation. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. And so to the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty, and from thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. May the Lord be with you, and with thy spirit. Let us pray. Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. O Lord, show thy mercy upon us, and grant us thy salvation. O Lord, save the Queen, and mercifully hear us when we call upon thee. Endue thy ministers with righteousness, and make thy chosen people joyful. O Lord, save thy people, and bless thine inheritance. Give peace in our time, O Lord, because there is none other that fighteth for us, but only thou, O God. O God, make clean our hearts within us, and take not thy Holy Spirit from us. The Book of Common Prayer Collect for the first Sunday of Lent. O Lord, who for our sake didst fast 40 days and 40 nights, give us grace to use such abstinence that our flesh, being subdued to the Spirit, may ever obey thy godly motions in righteousness and true holiness, to thy honour and glory, who livest and reignest with the Father and the Holy Ghost, one God, world without end. Amen. The Collect for Peace. O God, who art the author of peace and lover of concord, in knowledge of whom standeth our eternal life, whose service is perfect freedom, defend us, thy humble servants, in all assaults of our enemies, that we, surely trusting in thy defence, may not fear the power of any adversaries, through the might of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And the Collect for Grace. O Lord, our Heavenly Father, almighty and everlasting God, who hast safely brought us to the beginning of this day, defend us in the same with thy mighty power, and grant that this day we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that all our doings may be ordered by thy governance, to do always that is righteous in thy sight, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with us all evermore. Amen. And so to a reflection for you from me today. Today's somewhat repetitive Genesis passage, which even so I did slightly abridge, causes me to list the following observations I make about God. If Abraham's experience is anything to go by, it's okay to bother God with our endless questions. God is patient. God saves many for the sake of the few. God listens and is gracious. And although Abraham doesn't raise this issue, I'm sure God knows that no one is perfectly righteous and that very few are totally wicked. And so he shows Abraham his mercy for all. John, however, at the River Jordan, perceives Jesus to be perfectly righteous. Yet even Jesus accepts the need for God's grace through baptism and then goes into the desert to do battle with his own demons before he is ready to follow God's call upon him. Father, give me the courage to change what must be altered. Serenity to accept what cannot be helped, and the insight to know the one from the other. This is the original Reinhold Niebuhr words from 1932, which he reframed in the Serenity Prayer, adopted and popularised by Alcoholics Anonymous, which reads, God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference. Over the past 6 months, I've been twice monthly on a Zoom video chat with seven friends from my school days when we were aged 11 through to 18. Not a bad record of friendship, really, is it? Since it's over 55 years since we all left school. Bonus, we have all now had our first COVID vac. Nevertheless, it has emerged over the months that the COVID malaise has left some of our group feeling rapidly diminished of their confidence, their former vitality, and a proactive capacity to feel as if they are contributors. So we agreed to compile between us a list of small things that we can do in spite of our lockdown. We all need to feel useful and necessary, and that we are still able to make a difference towards a better world, to encourage others, to help and support our families. My girls' gaggle compiled quite a long list of easy, good stuff we were doing between us from our grounded states. And I came to pondering whether we were actually doing more than usual to make a difference, and that the malaise was really the result of the loss of our personal treats and due to more time to be introspective. And I ponder whether the feeling of reduced vitality was just the consequence of not rushing around like headless chickens packing too much in as normal. And now it is Lent, the proper time to deny ourselves, to deny the treats for a bit, the time for introspection, for consideration of what we can do for the sake of righteousness and for a better alignment with the steps of our Master. Denying ourselves treats has already been a year-long slog. So perhaps you're feeling especially jaded by the Lenten prospect and hoping for Easter Day to come sooner than usual, but I'm afraid it isn't going to. So I'm going to take up a thought which Mark prompted me into by his Matins reflection last Sunday on keeping the Sabbath holy and special. But I'm going to try to exercise that keeping special as a daily discipline during this particular Lent. Try to keep it is probably the right word, but the strategy is about daily rest, refreshment, reflection, and attention to minimising what drains me. So, for example, I am rested by actively listening in the quietness of my house or garden, which isn't silent because there are sounds to ponder, like birds and the wind or a tree surgeon at work or my washing machine on the go, but definitely honours the absence of chatter, TV, radio, or intrusive music. I am refreshed by having fun with interesting cooking, or going for a long walk, or a spate of gardening. I enjoy reflecting on a good book, as well as looking back over my day to see where God was at work in it. And I am drained by spending too much time on my computer. So, I need, despite lockdown, to get the balance better. Rest, refreshment, reflection, and a minimising of what drains me. I am sure that Jesus must have had some structure to his 40 days locked down in the desert, to help him fight off his demons and choose God's way. And no one has changed the world, surely, more than him. So lockdown should help us. We are already somewhat retreated from the world. So during this time, let's question our gracious, merciful, patient God afresh, with a desire to see what we can do to contribute to necessary change in ourselves and in the world. But equally, let's pray with a desire for serene acceptance of our reality. Because, as Abraham discovered, God eternally saves the best and the worst of us. Thanks be to God. Amen. Let us pray. As we consider Jesus' resistance to the devil's temptation in the wilderness, help us reflect on his rejection of worldly values in favour of his faithfulness to God. And Lord, let this be our journey this Lent. We pray for our royal family and our leaders of government as they seek to maintain stability and safety for us all in the face of current dangers. Help us to accept their leadership on matters about which we have limited knowledge, but also to avail ourselves of fuller knowledge where we can, and teach us the wisdom to know the difference. We pray for the world in which we are set this Lent 2021. God of mercy and source of justice, we thank you that your love and compassion gives us the courage to be honest with ourselves before you, to realise our shortcomings and to search out ways to combat injustice in the world. Forgive us, Lord, for our apathy when we demonstrate a lack of courage to speak out, when we walk past and don't offer help. Help us to step into the shoes of others, or if they have no shoes, show us how you would have given them your own. Help us to uncurl our toes and try treading in their footprints. In this way, Lord, help us to be your church, your hands and feet in the world today, where people are suffering from extreme weather conditions, from a lack of humanity, degrading poverty, from the sound of guns, the threat of violence, and the fear of pandemic spread. As we see signs of spring all around, what joy, O Lord, lead us to help parched situations within our grasp, that they too might bloom into flower. And so we pray for our young ones, our teenagers, the youngest generation of our workforce in today's strange world, where reducing social interaction has left them bereft, or for now, of becoming who they are. Strengthen them and all parents for the next few years to come, that they may all re-emerge with the joy of new life. And we pray for the sick in body, mind and spirit, those who have lost their dignity through extreme illness, age, frailty or neglect, for men, women and children who are affected by violence at home, and for those who live by violence. Show them all your love, that they might come also to newness of life, even in the midst of despair. And we pray for the souls of those who have died recently, or whom we especially remember at this time of the year. I pray especially for the soul of June Rees, and I pray for her family as I conduct that funeral for them this week. Jesus, you prayed and you fasted. As your disciples teach us a spiritual discipline and inward searching that makes us more able to look with compassion at the needs of the world. Amen. So I hope that you are refreshed and challenged by this worship today. And I now share with you my blessing for you all. Christ, give you grace to grow in holiness, to deny yourselves, to take up your cross and follow him. And the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be among you, with your families, your neighbours, your communities, and those you can commune with by some other form of media than face to face. May this blessing be among you and remain with you always. Amen.